Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I happen to be your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, if you can follow us on Facebook, on the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way, that's G-E-T-T-R in the Getter. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things we have over there. Plus, if you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and listen to us right there on the live stream that you will hear. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics in California, IA, where they're getting snow on the mountaintops tonight. It's Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And the Wild Bunch is all excited because the Tampa Bay Rays Tampa Bay Bucks scored 38 points. They beat the Chicago Bears 38-3, and they left 17 points on the board, Kyle. They had two fourth down and goals on the goal line. They couldn't get it in. The Bears stood up and kept the Bucks from going in. But that would have been another 12 points for adding the extra points would have been 14. That would have made it, 52. They missed the field goal. That would have made it 55. So what a game. It was all one-sided, unfortunately, for the Bears.
Yep, it sure was.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we got to go right straight to the weather. We have a situation, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we talked to a lot of the truck drivers, but we've got some really bad weather coming across the middle part of the country. If you're on I-40 and you're between the eastern part of Arkansas and Memphis, there is a line of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding and tornadoes mixed in with a few of them that have been bouncing around. I'll get into that in a minute. Moving to the east. Now, that system goes down into the northeastern quadrant of Arkansas to include Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where we're being listened to right now, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Sistrum, Missouri, and also over to Paducah, Kentucky, where we have an affiliate, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Madisonville, Kentucky, Owensboro, Kentucky, and just south of Mount Vernon, Illinois, moving to the east. So please pay attention. You are liable to be driving into some really bad weather. Now, that's where I'll leave that for the moment, Kyle, but we'll get back into the meat of the day with the news that we have to mention here. You have a story that you sent me at the very end, which seems to me to be something we should talk about right now.
Well, that's right, Captain. It looks as though in China right now, in the outbreak of the Delta variant, essentially, what it appears to be the, I don't know if it's a Delta Plus, but it's definitely COVID-related, they're warning now that some 37,000 people are being asked to stay home. We believe this is in the Yijin region. It's a county in China's Inner Mongolia region. 5,700 residents are supposed to stay home on Monday, and they've been told that they would suffer civil or criminal liabilities if anybody disobeys. So this is definitely a new development, of course, with new lockdowns in China as they continue to battle this virus.
Well, that should trigger something right away with our government. We should say, okay, boom, nobody else from China.
Well, precisely.
Period.
Precisely.
Nobody else from China. No exception. Nobody else from China.
Well, it does bring back memories, of course, of how things began to start up back at the beginning of COVID. And if they're looking at this and if they're taking this kind of extreme measure, then we need to pay attention.
Well, here's the problem. Going back to the 2020 presidential campaign, you and I and many other people on the conservative side of the aisle were well ahead of the curve asking the serious questions about President Joe Biden's mental health from the things that we were seeing. As his presidential term has aged, things have only gotten worse, with numerous scenes of confusion and anger taking place from someone that does not appear to have all of his faculties.
Well, that's right. And, you know, as we saw what happened with the CNN town hall, I mean, now the memes are out there with Biden like he's Beavis from Beavis and Butthead or something. This is crazy time, and he does seem to be searching quite significantly.
Well, he's been unable to control his anger at times, including, of all places, the families of slain soldiers.
Well, exactly right. You know, Captain, it just, again, seems like President Biden seems as though he's living in some altered reality or some different reality. He's not acting like a president who's number one, would be angry that his poll numbers are so low, and why isn't he rolling heads to get him up?
The problem is we know it. We're reporting it. We're going to continue to report it. The mainstream media is not doing their job. They're not reporting it, and they lie as part of the blame for why we're in the mess that we're in right now. And if you don't believe me, well, stick around. We'll tell you more here when we come back from this break. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I sure will, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. Go over there, click on the website, take a look at all the different items he has on that home page. It'll say, with promo code such and such a price. Guess what? Promo code is Captain. Now, if you click on the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll get at least 24 of some of the most insanely low prices of everything that he has to offer there at his website. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products. Again, promo code Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the internet, but you don't mind, pardon me, calling up on the phone, especially to get any questions asked, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And by the way, they got lots of stuff there that would make perfect Christmas gifts for the people on your list. So check them out. Won't have any problems. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You have something to say?
I do. You know, we had such a week last week on the radio, but I'll tell you one thing. You had quite a week as well. What was it? Was it 5 birthday parties you had?
Yeah, I did. I was in shock.
Yep.
I knew about one, but yeah. I didn't know about the others. And one of them was supposed to be a lunch.
Uh-huh.
And a cake showed up.
Oh, wow. Well, so that's five. Now, next year, you're going to go for six.
I guess. Yeah, but thank you to everybody that was so nice to me on my birthday. And I don't even know how many people sent me messages on social media, because just in one particular page, it was 282. One page.
Wow.
And that didn't count the other groups. And there were so many in there. I'm trying to go through and say thank you to everybody. So I put a blanket message out there. And for now, that'll have to do until I can really get in there and take a look. But again, thank you so very much for all the people that did that. Now, chronicling the obvious mental decline of Joe Biden well before he assumed office, you and I were ahead of the curve, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And at times, dealing with the great pushback we were getting from the supposed fact-checkers that were telling us and others that, well, it's just not true. Well, he just isn't. Really? Well, all of a sudden, we have a newspaper that's pushing back. The Wall Street Journal editorial board sounded the alarm about Joe Biden and the fact that he's losing his faculties. This should have happened a long time ago.
Well, it certainly should have, Captain. And we watched Joe Biden. Well, we watched him for years, obviously. But the Joe Biden we saw come out to campaign, and now the one who's taken office, is not really the Joe Biden of 4 years ago who was vice president, let's say. This decline has happened very rapidly. He's gone from being, well, that's just Uncle Joe, to something is seriously wrong.
Well, call it dementia, call it senility, as in being senile, or something else, but we have a president who just isn't up for the job he holds. And it's clear for quite a while that Biden has not been well. The confusion that the Wall Street Journal points out happens in essentially every public appearance. The president just has no grasp on the issues when he's not on the teleprompter, and even then, it's difficult for him to make any distinctive point without tripping over himself.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, Captain, when we watch the president also make what appears to be serious shifts in U.S. policy on a extemporaneous statement that he makes to Anderson Cooper, and the White House press people, Jen Psaki especially, have to go back and try to walk it back, that confusion it extends out to the rest of the world, especially to the Chinese government, who might think, if the American president is that confused, maybe we should try something here.
Well, unfortunately, there just aren't any good options, because even if Biden were to resign tomorrow, a fully conscious Kamala Harris taking over is likely still a worse option, in my opinion. Thus, the country is left addled and the leader less than those that chose to vote for Biden when these issues were apparent before the election happened. And they're getting exactly what they paid for.
Well, you're right, Captain. And one other thing, too. The press, in many respects, not everybody, but many in the press, they continued to carry the water for Biden, to protect him from these kinds of observations. But it all turns out to be true, just like the Hunter Biden stuff that you and I talked about, that others have talked about.
Yep.
That news was swept under the rug.
Now, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina was on television yesterday. He warned President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan will kill the goose that laid the golden eggs and wreck the nation's economic system. I couldn't agree with him more.
Well, you know, Captain, the whole idea of Build Back Better, this sort of ridiculous slogan, nobody wants it built back better.
Came from England.
Well, that's right. But it also, it's connotative, though, of we're going to take away what's there now, we're going to build it back, but it's going to be better, this kind of thing. Nobody even knows what that actually means. What people wanted, especially after COVID, was to get back to normal. And the senator is right. It's killing the goose that laid the golden egg, because Build Back Better pretty much trounces everything about our system, in my opinion, that ignites the American people, that ignites the ability to persevere and be successful. This is a whole different deal.
Now we get to something where the rubber meets the road. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate could cause an even bigger problem with the supply and demand system that we have. because independent drivers and other professional drivers are threatening to go on strike or just quit altogether if they don't stop making the vaccine mandatory.
That's exactly right. And what we're going to see, Captain, can you imagine what's happening, not only obviously with police and firefighters, first responders, the kind of crippling thing that could be, but it, as you mentioned, in terms of supply chain, now it's no longer ships sitting off the harbor, it's trucks won't go to the supermarket to bring stuff. So that will have an immediate, very important and a very heartfelt effect on whatever, if this ever occurs.
It most certainly will. And by the way, in our state of Florida here, I don't know about California, but in Florida, there are companies that have offered as much as $110,000 guaranteed annual salary to the drivers that go out there over the road to pull these containers. And that's a tremendous thing. Plus, they're offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus.
This is what we're hearing. The industry was facing a real shortfall even before COVID hit, but now this is a real, real problem. And anybody who might say, now obviously technology is going to advance as we go through the years, but there's going to be
It's not going to drive a truck.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. That is exactly right. We're not going to suddenly have a lot of pilotless vehicles taking merchandise around. That's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, and I remember when they were experimenting with the driverless trucks, they were doing pretty good until they get on a mountain.
Right, because you have to have experience. You have to, you know, driving a truck is not an easy thing. And so many of us, it's yes, we see the trucks on the road, but it's really invisible in the sense because we go to the store and stuff is there.
Well,
but truckers bring it to the store.
Well, what goes up must come down, and they forgot about the fact that they had to go down the mountain the other side, and that meant you had to downshift, not upshift. Okay, and you had to use, if you had an engine brake, you had to use one of those, and they put one of their glorified couple of $100,000 experimental driverless trucks right in an escape ramp, so it wouldn't run down the mountain and bowl everybody over.
Wow. Well, again, there's no substitute right now, obviously, for a real person with real experience.
That's it. All right, well, Kyle Warren and I are going back to another break here, but when we come back from that break, we're going to tell you about a fire that broke out on a container ship off the West Coast, in particular British Columbia, and of all things to catch fire, not surprising, toxic materials, a hazardous material container caught fire. Now, just think about what that does for the environment out there with the fish. Oh, and by the way, the fumes and the clouds that were blowing towards shore. Yep, okay, way to go. Oh, way to go, Joe. Blame that on Joe, too. Okay, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We do a fifth day of investigation of a tragedy on a movie set in New Mexico, and now a crew member says she had raised safety concerns in the past. about the assistant director who authorities say unwittingly handed actor Alec Baldwin the prop gun that went on to kill a cinematographer and seriously injure the movie's director. Maggie Gole is a prop maker and licensed pyrotechnician, and she says in a statement that she filed an internal complaint with the executive producers of Hulu's Into the Dark in 2019 over concerns about the assistant director Dave Hall's behavior on the set. She said in a phone interview with the Associated Press that Hall's disregarded safety protocols for weapons and pyrotechnics in the past. So far, Halls has not responded publicly to these reports, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that make this great product that I've been taking for over 6 years. Now, the reason I take it is because, first of all, I wanted to get rid of the Mobic and the Flexeril I was on because it would make me dizzy when I shouldn't have been. It would make me sleepy when I shouldn't have been. I would do different things, and I just didn't care for the reaction I was getting after having taken it. And I found something that works, and it's drug-free. Oh, imagine that. Relief Factor. It's part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. And I take it twice a day, once when I get up and once about midnight before I start the show. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I have with the swelling of my left ankle, foot, leg, and occasionally all the way up to my hip. Now, to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever the problem is you have, Relief Factor will go straight to the source of the pain. And I've had that happen a number of times. Plus, get this, my pain might be in my ankle and my knee and my hip, and it'll just stop. It'll just stop. It's 100% botanically and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. So to find out more about this and to take advantage of the $19.95 three-week quick start, that's it, $19.95 for 3 weeks, the quick start, go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And you'll be glad you did. Tens of thousands of people have gone over there, taken this product, and gotten great results. And that's what we like to hear. And there's not a day doesn't go by I don't hear from somebody thanking me for telling them about it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. It's great that people are telling you about their great successes with that.
Yep. And like I say, there's not a day doesn't go by. All right. Well, back to the fire here, back from the frying pan into the fire. Anchor Anderson Cooper last week at that CNN town hall says, Mr. President, let me ask you a follow-up about the mandates. As many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago and Los Angeles and right here in Baltimore where we are, sir, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be staying home and let go? Biden's answer was yes and yes.
And that's one of the questions we have. Did Biden truly understand that question? I think he did, but it certainly is quite a terse answer to a question that is talking about the people that actually put their lives on the line, especially during the pandemic, and now suddenly they're just going to get kicked to the curb. That seems to be wholly unfair and completely unreasonable. But the president also, I think, demonstrated that he's not thinking this through. He didn't even say a word about, well, if they're not going to get the vaccine because maybe they already had COVID, they still need to be tested. We're going to have something in place for that, or this kind of thing. But this is pretty cold, don't you think, Captain?
I most certainly do think so. And I'll tell you what, if this had happened back in the election back in 2020 when he was running against Trump, they would have eaten him up and spit him out for an answer like that.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. So it seems like either he really thinks this, or he's sort of blurting out some answer to the question so that he can either move on. But this is somehow the policy that perhaps he's even been told this is the policy.
Now, when Donald Trump was president back in 2020, and the price, what was the price to ship a container from Asia to California? Do you know?
I don't know. I know it was lower, much lower.
Oh, wait till I tell you. You ready?
Yep.
$3,800.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that price spiked to $17,000 in October of this year, according to the supply chain technology company Freightos.
That is very significant.
Yeah, and Freightos also revealed that shipping to the East Coast is even more expensive right now than the West Coast, with rates reaching $20,000.
Well, Captain, if I can interject here, I think maybe we could apply Psaki logic to this. Because remember, Jen Psaki said if taxes go up, companies won't raise prices. But what happens when this significant amount of shipping costs go up? Do you think they might raise their prices?
Right. And before I get to the caller on the line, we had a fire break out on a container ship off the west coast of British Columbia, off the port up there. And it expelled toxic materials not only into the ocean, but also the plume of smoke that went on shore, toxic material. Way to go, Joe.
Well, you know, they've established a 1 nautical mile emergency zone perimeter around this ship. It's the Zim Kingston. It's built in 2008, sails under the Maltese flag. We understand the ship itself is not on fire, but the containers are.
At the bottom of the stack of all places.
That's right. That's right.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got our senior professor of politics on the line. We've got Dan Mann, Lafayette, Indiana. Hey there.
Hey there. I'm going to make a prediction. And my prediction is a year from now is the off-year election in 2022. I think they'll hold on to Biden for another year. They'll admit their defeat. They'll admit he has problems. And I think it's going to be like the British parliamentary system. They'll leave. I think we'll have Harris for president for the last 2 years of his 4-year term.
Don't you think that he might leave after they get hosed at the polls?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Next year.
Okay.
They're going to lose big time.
They are. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when they're going, there's the door, Mr. President. It's time to go. Because it's only going to get worse, you know, physically and mentally. It's only going to get worse for him the next 12 months. I mean, look what the last, you know, 11 months has done to him or 10 months has done to him. Mm-hmm. He's going downhill rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like any time that's been anybody with dementia, they start slow and they gradually get worse and worse, and then it speeds up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's like halfway down the hill right now. So that's what I think. I think they'll just escort him out after the off-year election next year after they get really crushed.
You know,
and I mean, right now, if we held this election in a week, I think that you would see there wouldn't be too many Democrats left in Washington, D.C.
No, right now everything is in Trump's favor and the Republicans' favor. Well, let me run this one by you. I don't know if you saw this, but there's a report out there on Fox News. It's a lead story. It says, in the doghouse, arrest Fauci trends after dogs were locked in cages and eaten alive under the doctor's watch. My God in heaven.
Yeah, but you know what? That'll be a two-hour story, and it's gone forever. You know, they cover their people. Republicans never really had the street gang mentality that the Democrats do. The Democrats run it like Chicago. After Obama's been there, it was a totally different Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. Look what they did to Trump in 4 years. They never let the guy come up for mayor.
Well, they
I think that's what you're...
If this is true, Dan, and I'm a pet lover, if this is true, Fauci needs to be under the jail, not just in it. And Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina is demanding that Fauci answer for the cruel taxpayer-funded experiments that were being done on puppies that have resulted in this story.
Oh, I agree. He should be breaking rocks and banging out license plates right now.
Yep.
If this is true. Yeah, so but the Democrats are... They've been vaccinated from any kind of criminal activity.
Okay.
You know, the FBI is just another branch of the Democrat Party now.
All right. Well, I'm running out of time, so you got about 20 seconds.
Well, I think you're going to see this shipping. You're already starting to see bare shelves in Indiana.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. So I think this is going to go on for a while. We got at least 3 more years of it. And
all
who
right.
knows what it's going to look like.
All right. We will talk to you again soon. Thank you very much, and have yourself a great evening.
You too. You too, Kyle.
Thanks, Dan. You too.
All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus, of course, and don't forget about the fact that he is always, always in the A-frame and the A-game when he brings it. But I think I told him something about Fauci that I can't believe the story, Kyle, but we'll talk about it on the other side of the hour. So hang on. Folks, we're coming right back with more. I'm going to let Jeff in Sarasota take us to break. And then we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, by the way, cowboylogic.us. Cowboylogic.us is where you can go and hear more about them and what they do. And we're going to get started right now with an oldie but goodie. I found this one yesterday. I forgot all about this song. This was one of the all-time popular, I guess you could call it, funky songs, because to begin with, this young lady here, she was short, small, thin, and petite. Not anymore.
You get stronger when you get
My goodness. If you're not awake after that, you'll never be awake, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Rufus and Chaka Khan, and that's how she got started. And I forgot all about that band, and I was looking for some soul music or something like that, because I figured I'd just play something tonight. And I found that, and I said, boy, I found it.
Yes, absolutely. That's back from, I think, 1975.
Yeah, and she was probably, well, of course, she's a short gal, but Rufus, those two guys were pretty tall around her, and she probably weighed all of about 110 pounds at that time, and now I'd say she probably weighs double that, but I guess that's what success does for you, right?
Well, really, there's only one Chaka Khan, and
yeah.
She's been so
she
successful
is good.
For a long time.
She is just good. All right, well, let me read the weather and then give it to you, because a strong storm off the Pacific Northwest will continue, directing a stream of heavy rain, high elevation snow, gusty to high winds over much of the central and northern California, the Sierra Nevadas, and the Great Basin on Monday. Meanwhile, thunderstorms associated with isolated wind damage are possible over parts of the southern central Appalachians into the Carolinas and Middle Atlantic region. We've already had a bunch of tornadoes skipjacking around, told you about them. We still got some severe weather over by the Mississippi River Valley. But, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are watching this, what they call the bomb cyclone, basically come into California, of course, Pacific Northwest, also receiving heavy rain. But a lot of the stories coming out of Northern California over the weekend, basically, with all kinds of record-breaking rain. We've got about 175,000 homes at last count without electricity. This is mostly in Sonoma, Marin, Butte, and San Mateo counties. Also in Plumas County, Highway 70 is closed probably for a while as rocks and debris came down in a landslide over the highway there. But I got to tell you, Captain, we're looking for more of this rain to make its way in, especially in the Southern California area, probably as we get close to the morning in the Ventura, north of L.A. County there. But as you go through the day, we're going to have a lot of heavy rain coming through Southern California, but also out into the desert, especially if you're heading out towards Barstow along Interstate 15 and so forth, you're going to encounter this. High wind warnings also in areas, parts of Utah, as you head up Interstate 15. This is going to be in the eastern part of the state. And then also up in Wyoming, high wind warning coming across I-80 there, out near Laramie, also near Rock Springs as well. And in Colorado, pardon me, we definitely have fire weather watch there. A little bit much different weather as you come down the I-25 corridor, so watch out for those gusty winds.
Okay, well, we do have some high winds and some cold temperatures coming across the western part of North Dakota, South Dakota, Rapid City. We've got rain and lots of it starting across Iowa, and this is just south of I-80 in the southeastern third of Iowa, but then it comes back up to I-80 and follows its way across to Chicago. It's going across I-90 and 94 through Michigan, through Indiana. It's already into Ohio. There are some flood warnings and watches with this. There is some extreme weather, hazardous weather, right now in the Detroit and northern area up north of Detroit, Michigan. So be advised of that. Some of that possible severe thunderstorms has moved that way with some flooding. And Michigan, you're going to get socked here in a little while, it looks like, with rain. Now, we do still have the severe weather warnings and the flash flood warnings down there around Cape Girardeau and also into Poplar Bluff and down into headed towards the east. It'll probably find its way in the not-too-distant future over to Fort Campbell and whatnot. So be advised, if you're going along that section there, that's I-24, you may have some trouble in that area. We'll see. Now, over in the East Coast, rain in Jersey, rain in South New York, rain in Long Island, rain in Connecticut, rain in Rhode Island, and we do have a lot of severe high winds and warnings and gale warnings, if you will, riptide warnings all the way from Cape Cod on down to, let's see here, the coastal, northern coastal line of North Carolina. So be advised, you're going to have some really rough weather in that area too. And of course, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and get yourself a free cup of coffee. Certainly, if you're up there in Jackson, Georgia, if they're on I-75 headed north, the big old Flying J in there, they'd love to see you. They're listening to us right now on the Fuel Desk radio in there. They'd love to see you. And anybody that tells you, goes in there and says that they've heard me on the radio talking about them, gets a free hot cup of coffee. So there you go. And then, Kyle, make sure you join the Drivers Club, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. It's easy to join the Drivers Club. Just stop into any Pilot or Flying J, and you can do that right there in the store. Also, you can go online, pilotflyingj.com, and you can find out how to download the My Rewards Plus app. You can get it from Google Play or from the Apple Store as well, and you can track your points for the food that you buy, the supplies that you buy, the fuel that you buy, and you'll build up those points, and as the Captain loves to tell you, you can use that, you know, for just about anything at the Pilot and Flying J's.
Sure, except for fuel. You can buy the food you want. You can go in there and buy whatever you want out of the store. By the way, they're going to have Christmas gifts there, too. A lot of drivers do their Christmas shopping in the truck stops on the way home or in the big shopping plazas. But Pilot and Flying J, they got some really neat gifts in there. Believe me when I tell you, it wouldn't be the first time that I had to buy things for Christmas because I was out on the road doing something somewhere. All right, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I, hour number two. The Professor of Politics, and when we come back, the most shameful and sobering commentary of all on Joe Biden. Wow.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.